This podcast contains audio from a recent Instagram Live I did where we discussed ad copy, creatives, choosing demographic and interests, budgeting, as well as what works best, pictures versus video. So if any of those things interest you, definitely keep listening to the remainder of this podcast. If you need my personal help with setting up your ads, I do have my Done With You service still open. So if you like my personalized one-on-one help with setting up your ads, send me a DM at iGrow Salons for more information. So before we hopped off previously, the last question we're at was about targeting. So demographic. The targeting isn't, you know, too complex. The easiest thing for you to do is give Facebook a general pool of people to show your ads to. So if you sell hair extensions or wigs, one thing you can do is target based on interests such as wigs or lace wigs or human hair extensions. Outside of that, you can target based on TV shows or movies. So a love in hip hop or a, you know, you can go as broad as a Set It Off or, you know, anything like that. You can also do it by music interest. So Cardi B or Nicki Minaj or Kanye West or, you know, those can be your targeting as well. So you're giving Facebook a big pool of people to show your ads to. How you really get specific about your targeting is the ad copy and the ad creative. So the video or photo that you're using. So that's what you really want to use to get super, super specific about who it is that you're targeting. So in your copy, you know, you want to call out to exactly who it is that you're looking for. So even if you ran ads to a Kanye West audience, and that's probably like an audience of 7 million people, within those 7 million people are people who want to buy hair. So you use your copy and your creative to call out to that group of people. So that's how you know, kind of navigate the targeting and interest part of ads. The next question was determining the proper budget for efficient results. So budget can be as little or as high as you're comfortable with spending. One thing to keep in mind about smaller budgets is it takes a little bit longer for you to see results. For example, if you decided to do a $5 per day budget and your cost per acquisition was, let's say, $50, so it takes $50 to acquire a customer using ads, it would take you 10 days to see, you know, that customer acquisition. So keep in mind, when you're running your ads with a lower budget, if 7 days pass by and you have no sales and you're like, oh, these ads don't work because it's 7 days, you have to look at the actual dollar amount spent. I see a lot of people turn off ads prematurely because of time, but not the actual dollar amount spent on the ads. Sometimes you just need to give your ads more budget. One way to really see if your ads are on track is to, if you're running ads and you see people clicking, then you see the people clicking, adding to cart, turning into initiate checkouts, that at least means you're on the right track. So you probably shouldn't turn your ads off. You should let them go a little bit longer in the hopes that they squeeze out a sale. If you're running ads, you know, for 7 days at $5 a day, you spend $35, you haven't gotten a add to cart at least, and you spent $35, that's a sign that something's wrong. You should definitely turn those off. So with budget, I would probably go, you know, low, $1, $2, $5 per day, but, you know, let it run over time. Maybe, you know, give it 30 days to run to see what it does. Last question was again about copy and choosing between pictures and video. I personally like video over photos, but test both. The thing about video is you can get more dynamic about your retargeting with videos. So you can retarget based on if they watch 3 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 50%, 75%, 95%. So I prefer video, especially for cold traffic, meaning the people who don't know you. When retargeting, most people like to opt for actual photos. So definitely test both. Ads are always about testing. I can't say, you know, one works better than the other. Again, I personally like video. So test photos, test video, whatever gets you the cheapest results, go with it. Thanks for listening to the I Grow Salons podcast. If you found this podcast helpful or useful, please give me a 5-star review in whatever podcast platform you're listening to this podcast on. If you do have any questions, again, feel free to DM me on Instagram at I Grow Salons. Thanks for listening.